They made their case at a made-for-TV hearing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Donald Trump was at the center of this conspiracy.
Congressman Benny Thompson chairs the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, and their first hearing was prime time. Playing never-before-seen footage of Trump supporters storming the Capitol and getting new testimony.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards described being knocked unconscious as a mob rushed past barricades towards the U.S. Capitol.
I felt the bike rack come on top of my head, and I was pushed backwards.
The committee played excerpts of recorded depositions with former Trump administration officials, including former Attorney General Bill Barr, testifying he told former President Trump allegations of a rigged election were false.
That's Fox's Jared Halbert of the Capitol. The only two Republicans on the committee voted to impeach the president later. Most other GOP lawmakers dismissed the probe as political, and the hearing is theater. Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox,
all they're doing is trying to paint a new political narrative that voters need to think about in November, because the Democrat agenda has failed.
We'll get an update on May's consumer price increase next hour. Inflation's been surging lately. Three people are dead in a workplace shooting in Smithsburg, Maryland. Police say the gunman also critically injured a fourth co-worker, then fled and got into a shootout with a state trooper. Both of them were wounded. He is now in custody. We're finally hearing from the Uvalde, Texas school district police chief, who's under scrutiny for the response to last month's massacre at an elementary school. He claims no officer ever hesitated.
Pete Arredondo told the Texas Tribune he assumed someone else had taken command of law enforcement during the massacre. He said he struggled through dozens of keys to open a door between him and the shooter, but none worked.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Weeks after the 19 students and two teachers were murdered in Uvalde, Texas, there was a scare at another elementary school in a different state.
The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says a man was killed by a school resource officer outside Walnut Park Elementary in Gadsden Thursday after he was seen trying to get inside of a police car. The principal said he'd been trying to get into the school. All the doors were locked. District Superintendent Tony Reddick said the Uvalde school shooting showed them the importance of locked doors, but he also highlighted a new security system they are testing at their high school.
It's just a first sign of an intruder. Every staff member in the building presses a button and it alerts, the school lights up, and we have emergency help on the way.
Reddick said they would also like to talk about hiring more resource officers despite the shortage of local police officers. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Also in Alabama, a 13-year-old boy has been charged with criminally negligent homicide after police say he shot a three-year-old in the head while playing with the toddler. The teen's been charged as a juvenile. Two more arrests in the Philadelphia weekend shooting that left three people dead.
Philadelphia police credit U.S. Marshals with arresting Kadir Dukes-Hill and Najee Whittington without incident in Virginia. Deputy Police Commissioner Ben Nash says they believe the two men were in the area and heard shots fired.
They pull out their guns. I don't know what they could be thinking, but they fired and they hit two innocent people.
It's believed they had nothing to do with the initial incident.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. The price of gas at a new record high today. AAA's national average for regular around $4.98 a gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are down ahead of the inflation update after a big sell-off yesterday. The Lightning strike again in hockey's playoffs.
Kucherov poked it back to Stamkos. Across it comes for Sergachev. Toward the net, he scores! scores!
That broke a tie with less than 2 minutes left. Tampa Bay added another goal, beat the New York Rangers 3-1 on ESPN. The two-time defending Stanley Cup champs now lead that series 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.